Julie, one time my Uncle Edmund, he's on a plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
He sits down, and next to him on the aisle is this big guy.
Uh-huh.
About 6'7". The big guy sits down there and goes right to sleep. So my Uncle Edmund, right, he's having lunch. He's got his tray table up there, and he's having lunch, and the big guy's next to him. And all of a sudden, some turbulence happens, and the whole tray table falls on the big guy.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes later, the big guy wakes up,
yeah,
sees all this out, and says, "What happened?" My Uncle Edmund said, "Mister, you feel better now?"
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Hello.
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 Hello. Are you the lady who ordered the totem pole?
Come on in, guys.
Adam's got him.
Look, we just came by to see if Mr. Kyle was going to come to school or not tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, because, like, if he isn't, we better untie the substitute.
You shouldn't have done that.
You know something? You're right. We should have tied up Woodman. He's been acting very weird lately, even for Woodman.
Well, look, Gabe's going to be back on Sunday. He called. His father's appendectomy went fine. He's already complaining about the scrambled eggs and Jell-O.
Oh, well, you see, there's a reason why hospitals only serve soft food.
Oh?
So that when you throw it out the window, it don't hurt nobody.
Hey, Mrs. Carter, how come they took out his appendix? I mean, couldn't they just put a cast on it?
Hey, what is this here you're eating? This lettuce and carrots and cottage cheese? That's rabbit food.
Well, when Gabe's away, I don't cook much.
See that? She don't have to take care of herself. No. The food is terrible. I'm going to go out and get you and the babies an anchovy pizza.
Vinny, babies don't eat anchovy pizzas.
Well, how about a mushroom one?
Hey, Mr. Cocktail, better than that. You get the babies half pepperoni, half pablum. No problem.
See you later, Mr. Cocktail. We'll be back.
Okay.
Mrs. Carter's got a male visitor, the weirdo.
Whoa!
Hi, Mr. Woodman, come on in.
Julie, a little cottage cheese on your upper lip.
Mr. Woodman, how sweet. Did you come all the way across town just to tell me that?
Oh, no. How did I know you'd be eating cottage cheese? Can I come in?
Sure. Make yourself at home.
Julie, I'm sitting on a time bomb.
Sit on the couch. It's more comfortable.
I've written a novel. It's a behind-the-scenes account of the day-to-day struggles of a great administrator.
The Swamp Rats of Savannah?
It says it all, doesn't it? It takes place during the Civil War at Applegate Hall, the finest private boys' school in the South.
You wrote about Buchanan.
Shh. If anyone knows I'm doing this sensational expose, they'll try to stop it before it's published. Now forget Buchanan. Think Applegate. Anyway, there are these four incorrigible, disgusting lads.
The sweat hogs.
No, the swamp rats.
No relation to the sweat hogs.
No, these boys are rich. I mean, they're dripping in money, even though it's Confederate. Now, the teacher is a deserter from the army who grows a mustache to hide his identity.
You made Gabe a deserter?
There's nothing to do with Gabe. The teacher's name is Gaylord Teasdale. He's a yellow-bellied turncoat.
I take it he's not the hero.
Of course not. The hero is the headmaster, Beauregard Ravidar. I call him the silver-haired fox. You get it? Silver, gray, Confederate. It all ties together, you see.
Mr. Woodman, do you really think that a book about a southern boys' school is going to sell?
Well, you think I care if it sells? I mean, this is art, Julie. This was a story that was burning inside of me and had to get out.
All right, Mr. Woodman. It's out. It's out. Calm down. Okay, now, what do you want me to do?
I'd like you to read it. I need an honest opinion.
Okay. I would be glad to read it.
Good.
You want me to read it now?
I've got to get your reaction to Beauregard Ravenel. You see, he comes in on page 4. I may have to bring him in earlier. Did you read it? Go ahead.
Okay, now, what, page 4?
Page 4.
The fat frogs threw off their mantle of sleep and began plopping into the brackish water.
Remember that brackish water? I do a playback on that at the end. Now, you see, Julie Lou. She's the beautiful young wife of the teacher deserter.
Oh, I see. And she runs off with the silver-haired fox.
Oh, no, she tries to, but Beauregard Ravenel is not the kind of person who would run away with another man's wife.
What a guy. He sends her back to the deserter.
Here, let me read this. Look, as the brackish water.
Licked
at Julie Lou's heels. She etched her suicide message into the quicksand with a cottonwood branch. Beauregard, Beauregard, Beauregard. I love you. I love you. I love you. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
She dies.
Well, we find out in the sequel that her hoop skirt snags on a jutting root. Julie, did you ever think about getting a couple Doberman pinchers for occasions like this?
Oh, Mr. Woodman, are you still here? Don't you have to bring your pet spider to obedience class?
Mr. Woodman just came over to show me his novel.
Oh, yeah? Let's see. Let's check it out. Hey. Swamp Rats of Savannah. What's in this book? Billy Carter's drinking buddies?
Hey, let me see, let me see, let me see. Hey, hey, listen to this. Young Master Clawberino.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Was caught in the smokehouse. His face smeared with barbecued liverwurst.
Hey, Vinny, I think he wrote that book about you.
I did not.
Hey, check it out. Look at it. Look, look, look. What? All of this is inside this book. Look. It's Warpstein. They got Foreshack. They got Baltimore.
Baltimore. That's close to Washington.
All right, so it is based loosely on you.
Yeah, but that don't give you the right to smear liverwurst all on my face.
I'm a writer. I write like I see it.
Yeah, but, Mr. Woodman, you got us here challenging the church choir to a rumble. I mean, we don't do stuff like that. I mean, we never hurt nobody.
Oh, yeah? Read chapter 6, where the swamp rat set fire to every cotton field in the county. For 3 months, Robert E. Lee and his men couldn't find Q-tips.
If they wanted cotton, all they had to do was open their aspirin bottles.
Guys, just look at the bright side. At least he didn't blame the Civil War on you.
Oh, yes, he do. Check it out right here. Right here in chapter 8, it says, we fired on Fort Sumter.
We can't let him do that to us.
We won't. Gentlemen, Woodman wants war, and war it is.
Right.
Right.
Now, guys, what are you going to do? Come on. Guys. Guys. Oh, come on, guys. The Civil War's over. Your regiment needs you.
Throw your signs in the shredder. Demonstration's over.
Well, Beauregard Ravenor.
Did you drop by to count your slaves?
After what you did to the substitute, I'm taking over.
How'd you like a little protest here?
Yeah.
I loved it. We authors thrive on controversy. It's good for sales.
Mr. Woodman, you better not make light of this. That book of yours is an insult to the sweat hog. It is a gross distortion of the truth.
Truth? What is truth?
Vincent, don't start.
It's true. I've been thinking about it lately a lot. I think, what is the truth? Right? I went out with Dolores to the drive-in, right? And I said to her, I said, Dolores, what is the truth? And she said, Vinny, go get me some French fries. I said, okay, but ask me one thing, what is the truth? She said, never mind, I'll go get the French fries. You know what? I think maybe I'm too deep for her.
You know, Barbarino, I've met cabbage deeper than you.
Where does that man go at night?
You want to know the truth? Read Swamp Rats of Savannah. It's filled with a profound understanding of human nature.
That Bogard. Is so stupid. I mean, remember that part when he asked, he says, hey, Julie Lou, would you have this minuet with me?
How do I know you're not a Yankee spy?
But my damn. I am a Southern gentleman. You can tell by the way I tore off the Union labels from my clothes. Come dance.
My, my, you do dance divinely.
Oh, I bet you say that to everybody.
No, just the men. Why, Beauregard, I do believe they're staring.
The reason that they're staring is because they've never seen such beauty.
You flatter me.
I was talking about myself.
Oh, Beauregard, you have stolen my heart. Could you run away with the wife of a Yankee deserter with a mustache?
Oh, no, because I hate women with mustaches.
I'll go throw myself in the swamp. Don't wait up for me.
If that was for my benefit, it was disgusting.
Good, so is your book.
Well, I'm not changing a word. It's pure gold.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
The time has come to put down our swords and pick up our pens.
Right on, yeah, all right.
We have no choice. Uh-huh. We must fight ink with ink.
Yeah, Woodman Dan Wright.
Yeah, honey, I miss you too. The girls are behaving. No, they can't come to the phone. They're busy setting their hair. I'm glad your father's okay. Yeah, I love you too. I'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye. What's going on?
Miss Katia, we're sitting on a time bomb.
It's the second bomb scare we've had here this week.
We've written a novel.
Yeah.
What do I look like? Random House?
Check it out. Listen, it's incredible.
It's a sensational expose. The school newspaper is going to print the first chapter on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it's not another Civil War epic.
Oh, no. It's called...
The Space Hogs. Up in Canada.
Now, where do you get to the end in here?
Oh, yeah, the end. That's the best part. You see, that's when the Space Hogs do battle with the evil Vice Tyrant.
Woodnose. Demento.
One day, news of Demento's evil reaches the antennae of the mighty Space Hog.
Yeah, there was four.
Into the Vice Tyrant's lounge, the mighty Space Hogs burst.
Beep, 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 beep.
Burst.
Honk it, you Space Hogs.
Your corking days are over.
Shouted the Space Hogs as they zapped them with their sweat gun.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm melting. I'm melting on my beautiful evil neck.
You killed him.
Yes.
What?
What?
All that was left was a pile of gray-haired yogurt.
Until chapter two, when he returned as a bowl of rice pudding.
What did you think, Mrs. Kyle? It was too deep, huh? It was too real reality, right?
You had me until the rice pudding.
Oh, I knew we should have made it tapioca.
Should have listened to you.
I get it. It's the dreaded Demento!
Come on in, Mr. Woodman.
Julie, have you read this trash, this slander?
Mr. Woodman, I am not taking any more submissions this week.
How dare you call me Demento? It's just all lies. I never took a meteorite shower with an android.
Mr. Woodman, now we ain't never burned no cotton fields and we ain't never fired on Fort Sumter.
But you got me hijacking all the gravity in the universe and howling it for ransom.
Will you have us challenging the church choir to a rumble? And losing.
Okay. This has really gone far enough now, okay? You know something, guys? Mm-hmm. This reminds me of a joke that Gabe once told me. Now, this is a real funny joke. You're going to love this. There were these two guys, and they were bragging about this fishing that they did. And the one guy says to the other guy, I caught a goldfish that was 400 pounds. And the other guy says, I caught a lantern dated 1492 and the light was still burning. So the one guy says to the other, I tell you what. I'll knock off 100 pounds if you blow out the light. It has a point.
Well, maybe I did exaggerate a little. Maybe you wouldn't burn every cotton field in the county.
Mr. Woodman just knocked off his 100 pounds. Now, come on.
All right, so maybe you're not the kind of guy that would take a shower with an android.
Well, I want you to show the man a little good faith there, Freddy.
Okay, Mr. Woodman. You got it.
Oh. I mean, this is 3 years' hard work. I mean, how can I just tear it up?
Mr. Woodman, you don't have to tear it up. Just rewrite it a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sit down over here. Yeah,
come on, Mr. Woodman.
Now, do you remember the part when the character of Clarbarino, when he gets the liverwurst on his face, remember that?
Of course. It's a literary delight.
No, I think it should be pizza in the face.
What are you talking about?
Now, get your pen.
We'll they wouldn't serve pizza at Applegate Hall.
Well, it's a start.
Hey, look, listen, I need a
joke on this. Here about four shacks.
I think we need more walks in the
You know, when you were away, honey, Robin demanded a crib with a better view.
I knew we should have rented the penthouse suite.
I'm glad everything's okay with your dad.
Oh, yeah, my mother was kind of worried for a second. She kept saying, Gabe, I don't know what I'll do without your father. I mean, I couldn't live without your father. Unless, of course, it was in the south of France.
Welcome back. Then they turned around.